the level of destruction here is beyond imagination. Right over there, you can see that the rescue efforts is still continuing here. A German rescue team is trying to pull out another person who is alive out of the rubble. So the families, you can see their families are also still there and waiting. Just a little ago, over there, where you can see the heavy lifting machinery over there, a 28 years old man, he has been rescued alive. After 58 hours under the rubble, the rescue teams managed to rescue him. And then his mother was waiting for him for hours, his aunts, his other relatives. And when he has been pulled out of the rubble, it was a moment of joy. Definitely, there is a shortage of water, food, and lack of electricity, which is making the life extremely difficult here. So today, President Erdogan has visited the city of Kahramanmaraş here, as it was the epicenter of the disaster, and he has visited a tent city that was set up by the authorities hours after the earthquake, and now it is the home for thousands of people. Erdogan promised for reconstruction, for housing for those who survived. But as I said, here, as the time is passing, the hopes are fading.